ago. There's one school of thought that says no, really. Management isn't something that can be taught in the classroom. That, in fact, management skills, how do we learn to become a manager? We learn by doing. That would be one approach to the subject. That what matters, what makes a successful manager, is not their level of what level of education they've attained, or their degree, you know, the type of degree that they've had at university. What makes a good manager, according to this point of view, is the experience that they've been able to develop and to attain. That you learn the essential skills that you need in order to be an efficient and an effective manager can only be learned in the workplace, in practice. And experience is the key determinant. If you have lots of experience, you're much more likely to be a better manager. If you're new to the job, you've never worked in this company before, you've never worked in this organisation, then you can't be expected to do such a good job. And if you take this kind of view, then it's logical that one's progression through a company should be gradual. You get promoted slowly through the ranks. People should start at the bottom and gradually work their way up through a company. So that by the time you get to the top, or those people that do eventually make it to the top of a firm, the senior managers will be the ones that already have the most experience. They will have worked at different levels of the organisation and will have accumulated experience and will understand how the organisation that they work in really functions. And it's that knowledge of how the organisation works that is crucial to determining whether they'll be effective or not. So that's one point of view. Another point of view is actually that management skills could be taught in the classroom, and the kinds of things that we can teach at universities are in fact quite useful. This approach suggests that rather than just learning by doing, we actually learn also by thinking. What do I mean by that? Well, it leads on to the second point that I have, is that it's not just experience that matters. It's not what you learn is not just simply accumulated by the experience that you've attained, but also by the breadth of knowledge that you have, and therefore the type of perspective that you're able to apply to a particular management problem. So, for example, if you're working in a particular organisation and you're in a management position and a problem arises, a difficulty crops up, then it may very well be that if you're somebody that's always worked in the same organisation, you're able to say to yourself, well, this problem has occurred before. How does this company or how does this organisation usually solve this kind of problem? And if you understand the organisation, you understand what typically would normally happen in this situation, and you can therefore automatically try to resolve the problem in the traditional way. And that's fine, that's great, if the way that your company tends to solve that problem is the best way of solving it. But what if this type of problem that emerges is actually quite a typical problem that occurs in lots and lots of different organisations, and there are actually other companies, other competitor organisations that are much more efficient at solving these types of problems? If your only experience or your only knowledge lies within the specific organisation where you work, you'd never have an awareness of how other companies might solve these kinds of problems. Whereas if you've got a broader perspective, if you've read widely about the experience of managers in different companies, in different countries, then when a problem arises, you don't just think, well, how does this company usually solve the problem? But you can actually think, well, what would be the best way of solving this problem? How do other managers in other situations approach this problem? Is there anything... Can I come up with a new idea here that will actually enhance and improve the way that the company or the organisation that I work for usually functions? And this is the point, I think, that if you tend to sort of stick to this half of the equation and you focus very too much on experience, then your experience as a manager can become very inward-looking, and that you tend to, or there's a tendency to become introspective and to think only in terms of how the company or how the organisation that you're working for usually behaves, and you never change, there's no progress, there's no development. Whereas how do you actually innovate? How do you get new ideas into an organisation? How do you improve How do you change? And it's in order to change and to improve and to innovate, you have to look outside organisations, you have to get ideas from elsewhere, you have to get inspiration from elsewhere. And that's, I think, where learning about management ideas in the classroom can be quite useful.